Hello, Queens. It is me, Coach MJ. How are y'all doing today? I'm going to rename myself. Corinne is on a much deserved vacation after spending 7 days on stage. And so I'm here with Queens. I love being with Queens. So, what is Queens Club? Queens Club is for anyone who has lost 25 pounds. Don't give a shit how you lost it, whether you lost it before you came to No BS. Whether you lost part of it in No BS and the rest somewhere else or all of it, it doesn't matter to us. You are a queen. When you lose 25 pounds, we know you have done some epic shit. So on this call, anyone is welcome to attend, listen in, but I do ask that only queens raise their hands. So if you could, that would be amazing. Make sure that you do that. All right. Oh gosh, y'all are like all over it. Coach Lizzie is here with us in the chat and in the Q&A. If you've got questions, please post them. And Coach Lizzie is going to take amazing care of you. If you have questions for me to answer, you can post them in the Q&A. I should have time to answer those, but we've already got a couple of people with their hands raised. Lisa. Raise your hand, Lisa Hills, unseated queen, but I'm here. Get your ass up here. Raise your hand. I want to talk about unseated queen. You hear me, Lisa? I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Julie Thompson is first. Julie Thompson is first. But I do want to talk about being dethroned or unthroned or whatever, because I think that's an amazing topic. I think a lot of people feel that way. And if you don't raise your hand, I'll still talk about it. Julie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I've coached you before. You look familiar.
You have.
Okay. See, I remember things. I remember things.
Everyone like the tins of Coke.
Oh, yeah. I am gonna. So, Lisa, if you raise your hand, I will call on you after Julie. So, you only have to stay for half the call. Okay. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, so I've been kind of stuck around the sort of 10 kilos mark for months. I was down about 12, 13, so I've gained a couple back. It's been quite a wee while now, and I'm kind of trying to work through and get myself moving again to start going down again. So
Okay.
I've been doing quite a bit of thinking about this, and I was listening to a call the other day about stalls and plateaus, and something kind of pinged in my head. Basically, it was something along the lines of you can want to lose weight, but you have to want to do the work.
Yeah,
Okay.
right.
And then my brain was like, I don't want to do the work. But I was like,
You're
okay.
like, what?
So
Where?
it was a bit like, right, okay. There is something definitely blocking me. There's something
Okay.
there which I can't quite put my finger on. I've done ask coaches and I've done it on the Facebook page, and there was a couple of good things came up about maybe I'm making it seem too hard because I want to do everything and some of those things. But I have been really trying just to do small things, and then somebody suggested maybe they're not working in my brain, so that,
Okay.
you know what I
So
mean? But there's something pushing back that
what
even
small things? Tell me about the small things that you've tried.
So I think water is pretty much nailed. Sleep is pretty
Okay.
consistent. And I would be fairly good with planning. Okay, maybe it's about half hour sometimes, but
Yeah.
and I've been
Okay.
really trying.
You have said so far, you have said arse, which I love. You said that last time, I think. And the way you said stalls and plateaus, I am just like, I could just listen to you all day long, all day long. So we are now left with doable hunger. Tell me about that.
So I do try and make sure my plan's doable because there's a lot of like life shit going on. And you know, like last week, for instance, I knew I wasn't going to be in a cooking mood, so I bought like meals that I could just heat up and those kind of things. So I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to work on the doable hunger, and I am making progress, and I can see that I'm a bit hard on myself with it, but I just find that I get like there's something sabotaging me. Like even the water, I will hear in my head sometimes like I don't want to fucking drink 2 liters of water.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're like, my water's about unlocked. My sleep is good. I half-ass my plan sometimes, but I'm pretty good. And then whenever I ask about doable hunger, like you don't have a number for that. So tell me about, like, let's dial in how often, if you had a guess, percentage-wise, or if you have data,
I've
how
got a
often are
few.
you waiting for hunger?
So I kind of split it. I don't know if it's like 100%, but I kind of do it consistently. So last month, I waited for hunger. I estimated 60% and enough 38%. So I know that those are the key ones.
Okay. Tell me which one feels easier to do. If you were going to level up a percentage, which side of the coin do you want to level up?
I've been kind of working on stopping it enough.
Okay. What is kind of work?
Well, I've been doing it as much as I can. Like, I've been doing it more. So, again, I haven't been doing it perfectly, obviously, but I've been doing
Well,
it
none of
more.
us will, right? Like, it's never going to be perfect, but there's some room for improvement. So imagine if you just got this 38% up to 50%. What would happen?
Obviously, that would probably get the scale moving again.
But here's where we run into trouble. We get back into that all or nothing. And then we overeat one time. Then we're like, see, it's not working. And then we just let it all fall off. What if this month in June, you got it up to 50% of stopping at enough? So, not expecting perfection, just get it to 50%.
Well, I am sitting a lot better for me.
What do you think it is for May? We're almost at the end of the month.
So what's 14 out of 25? I don't have my brain
Oh,
today.
God. Math. Lizzie, 14 out of 25. Lizzie's smart. Or anybody that's smarter than me. Oh, Lizzie said, oh, shit.
That's
You
all
did not
right.
know math was going to be required. Who
That's
knows?
about
56%,
56.
55%. Yay! Chat for the win. Y'all are better than Chat GPT. I believe I got to answer faster, just letting y'all answer me. All right. So now you're at like 55, 56, and you're stalled, basically. Okay.
It did come down a little bit this week, but I kind of just I'm calling it this.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. But it stands to reason that you would sort of be at a stop. Well, really, it stands to reason that you would be gaining weight if you're overeating half the time.
But then
But
I'm not overeating as much as I would have.
right. And so now you're at 50%, you can maintain. So what about for June, you get up to 60%? What would it take? There's a version of, so this version of you is at 50, 55%.
I think the
So
problem is I just have this big pushback, and like it's like my brain and my nervous system have a total wobble, and then they're like, we don't want to do this, we're not doing this, fuck this, we're not doing this. And like that's when I find that I end up hearing my brain wanting to sabotage water and flossing my
okay, but
teeth
I'm
and
not going
stuff.
to do, what is this? We don't want to do this. I'm not doing this. What is this?
Well, anything to do with this. So I don't know if there's a bit of me, I think there's part of me that is maybe scared of failing to lose the weight
Okay.
because I think for me, failure is quite a big one that I'm working on. Like, I would be a recovering perfectionist. So for me, I've sort of associated that as being good. You know, like if I'm doing things like that, then I'm good as a person. So I can kind of see that side, but I'm kind of stuck with how to
So
deal
now
with it or process it.
you're just failing ahead of time now.
Well, if I don't try, then I can't fail in my head. But then I see what's going on and I feel like I'm feeling there, so I can't really fucking win at the
You can win though, right?
moment.
You can win.
Oh
First of
no,
all,
but you know what I mean? Like, whatever
I
way it
know,
goes.
but that's the thing. It's calling bullshit on it.
Yeah.
I can either go all in and maybe fail. I don't know. Or I can stay here and definitely fail.
And I don't know, it frustrates me quite a lot because, like, I'm one of these people that when I put my mind to something, I'm really good at doing it. Like, you know, I've learned to crochet, so I learned about 2 weeks ago, and I'm just crocheting foxes and stuff. And my friend's like, "How can you do that so much?" So, and like, I got a piano for my 40th, and you know, like I was on beginner groups, so I got a couple of lessons, but I taught myself, and I wanted to learn Moonlight Sonata. And then I posted on a group, I was asking a question, and somebody's like, "If you don't know this, you shouldn't. This is too hard for you." And I was like, "Fuck off, it's not too hard for me." And I have no doubts that I'm like, well, I'm gonna learn it. Like, whereas this, I don't know
Okay.
what is stuck with this side.
Well, tell me what happened. So you bought this crochet thing, which I have done that. Once my kids left, I bought macrame. I've gotten crochet. I want to do those. I've sent my daughter TikToks. We're gonna make blankets this summer. I ain't making no fucking blankets. I don't know who the hell I'm kidding.
I'm making a
But
fox.
so when you make a wrong stitch or a knot or a whatever the fuck they call it. What is your thought in the crochet?
All right. I'm like, well, I'm just learning, so I'll pull it out and start again. Like, I have no problems with
Okay, but
the
then what is
process.
your thought when you overeat?
There's still a bit of guilt and shame there, not as much as there
Why is there
was.
shame with the food and not shame with the crochet or the piano?
Maybe I haven't set myself the same expectations for them. Maybe I've given myself the grace to learn.
What would it look like to give yourself the grace to learn and improve at doable hunger?
Probably would be a lot nicer. And don't get me wrong, I have knocked a lot of the shit on the head because I would have been really, really hard on myself before. And like, I have noticed like binging and stuff has came
Yeah.
down massively. And like, if
Which
I
is why
like,
you're not gaining and you're maintaining now,
yeah.
right?
And
So
like, I
you've
have,
leveled it up. Yeah, for sure.
and I did like, last week, we're having some trouble with my kids. It's been a bit of a dick at school, and friends having a real mental health crisis. And last week was really tough. And I let myself eat chocolate a couple of times because I was like, I don't have the capacity to deal with this in any other way at this time. So I'm going to have some chocolate. And I just had a little bit, and then it was okay. I knew I
Right.
wasn't hungry. And so I can do it to a certain extent, but it just feels like there's something just still stuck, and it nearly feels like I just need to find that, and it'll slot a lot of things into place.
What happens if you let go of the weight?
Well, I wouldn't worry about a lot of the stuff I worry about now, like, you know, seat belts on planes and clothes fitting, and it would give me a lot more freedom.
Okay.
And I th think I would feel a lot better as well.
What's it going to take to get there, though?
Doing the work,
What's the work?
getting on top of not eating when I'm not hungry, and you know, for most of the time.
For most of the time. So what, when you say, like, for most of the time, I would have to not eat when I'm not hungry. What do you think about that? Like, how does that make you feel?
There's nothing like at this moment in time, there's no strong feeling coming up. It feels pretty neutral.
So what happens in the
So,
moment when you're not hungry and you're trying to tell yourself, no, I'm not hungry. I don't need to eat right now.
sometimes it's okay, and it has got easier, because like evening times I would find after I eat, I want to eat something sweet, and I'm eating it much less than I would have been. And sometimes I'm just like, stop being a dick. You're not hungry. You don't need it.
So
And
here's
then
my question. You were at 38% of stopping at enough. Now you're 55% in a month. Sometimes you still don't want to stop at enough. Is there even a problem?
It still feels like there is. It feels like there's a block. And I would find as well at the weekends, I would kind of fall apart a bit as well. And I'd get into that like bucket mode. And I don't know if that's a little bit of my brain rebelling because the week's really busy with work and kids and all that stuff. And like I have, I've cut back on what I can cut back on. I've changed jobs. I've got flexible working hours and stuff like that now. I don't want to not take the kids to stuff because,
Yeah. Well, you're on here with me by raise of a thumbs up emoji. How many of you find that the weekends are a little more difficult than the weekdays? Yeah, all the thumbs. It
I feel
that
like,
is normal, right? Like, because you're like, on the weekends I fall apart. It is normal that the weekends are going to look different than during the week. 100%.
but in some ways, I have more time in the weekends,
Yeah, you have less structure. A lot of times things come up on the weekends that doesn't happen typically during the week.
So I think that isn't helping either with, the sort of being stuck. And then
Yeah.
because I don't work on a Friday, so my weekends is 3 days and not just the two, so that doesn't help either.
Yeah. So you just need to come up with a better strategy. What I'm saying is, though, to you, Julie, you are noticing that sometimes you don't want to stop it enough. What if I'm here to tell you there will, from now until forever and ever, amen, there will always be times that you don't want to stop it enough? Food is always going to taste good. There will be times between now and forever, even once you've got doable hunger on lock, which it's never 100%, but even once you get there are going to be times that you don't want to stop it enough. There will be something sitting there and you're not hungry and you're going to want to eat it. I mean, I think that what you're looking for is the want to go away. Like, you feel like it's blocking you because there's still times you want to overeat. We all do. And that's normal and it's okay.
And is the weight stuck because
You listen to yourself, right? Like, you're like, oh, this is so hard. No, I really don't want to stop. Instead of saying, it's normal not to want to stop, it really does taste good. I've had enough. Wonder if I can just go put it away. If I get hungry later, I'll eat the rest later.
I don't know why that's so fucking hard for my brain to get, like, because I don't
But it's
know.
not. You've leveled up from 38% to 55%.
No, but
This is exactly the way it's supposed to go.
I find myself having panics. If I stop enough at dinner, because I'm obviously used to going to bed feeling fuller than,
Oh.
it's like my brain has a total shit fit. And I'm like, if I get hungry, I can fucking eat. Like, there's
Yeah.
lots of food there. So I guess I just need
There's
to
and
keep doing
it's
that.
just giving yourself, like, there's plenty of food in this house. The
And I know,
only
like,
reason I'm panicked is because I always go to bed full. But right now I know it may feel like an emergency, but there's actually food here. Nothing is wrong.
yeah, and like I don't wake up. I've done it a few times now, so I'm trying to get a bit more safety around that. And I don't wake up. And in the morning, I still could go to like 9 or 10 o'clock before I eat
So it's,
breakfast
you've
because,
proven to yourself. So when you went from 38 to 55%, that is 17%, if I'm not mistaken, of the time of stopping at enough. In that 17%, were there times like every time in that extra 17%, you're like, oh, I don't even want to finish. I'm good. Or did you think, like, God, I really don't want to stop, but I've had enough?
There was some times that I was like, that's enough. And then it's not been as loud, the like back chat from my brain.
So it's
There's
getting
others.
better. It's getting easier when you don't want to stop. This is exactly how it's supposed to happen. You're either thinking it's not happening fast enough, or you're thinking that it should be easier, or like I've made the decision, it should just like be super simple to stop it enough. That's the block.
All of the above.
So, but the thing is, sometimes when something tastes good, it's really difficult to stop it enough. The chatter goes on a little bit longer.
And I've deliberately been making sure I include food that would have been like the.
Yes. And that's
And it's
probably
funny.
another reason that it got easier because you weren't restricting yourself from the food you actually wanted.
And it was funny because. They have these things, mini eggs or like little chocolate eggs. They only come out just after Christmas till Easter, and they're tasty. And every year, like I would like have a real meltdown on them and would eat maybe two
Yeah.
packs a day. And then like, because they're only out for 4 months,
Yeah.
and a girl in the office had bought me a pack, and it was in my desk drawer for like a month. And then as I was eating it, I was like. They're nice, but they're not as nice as I'd made them out to be. And I actually shared them around, and
Yeah.
that was quite big.
This is actually the change that you've been looking for, Julie. Nothing's
So
gone wrong.
is it normal to feel sort of stuck? Is it normal to have like a plateau
But
that's
the
like
thing, you feel stuck, but you're not stuck. You're not stuck at all.
because I'm just looking here, right? I started last May and I dropped pretty quickly. So I dropped
But you
down.
already said you were restricting, you weren't including the foods that you love, all of that sort of stuff.
No, but I wasn't.
Okay.
That's the thing. So I've made a point of not doing that because
Okay.
I wanted to deal with that. But like, I've kind of been stuck since about February.
Okay.
So it's, it feels like it's kind of just a bit long now, and it's gone up a wee bit and down a wee bit and
But here's the thing. You're comparing this version of you who has picked up the habit again of overeating. You were probably, your percentages were probably higher when you started. And like everybody does, you went back to your old habits. You're trying to catch them and get a hold of them again, which you have. You have leveled up from 38% of stopping at enough to 55% of stopping at enough. You have stopped the weight gain. You're just, hovering a kilo or something, like up and down. Like, I gained 2.5 pounds in Nashville. I'm not saying I'm on a slippery slope. I gained, it's just 2.5, it's the same. My clothes don't fit differently. Like nothing terrible has happened, right? That's maintenance for me. And it come back off, no big deal. You're still gonna want to overeat. The thoughts are still gonna be there. But you're making them mean that you're not gonna figure it out. You're making it mean that it's really hard instead of making it mean this is what normal people who are trying to create a better relationship with food feel when they have something that's tasty and delicious.
So what would you recommend? Just really honing in on enough as much as I can.
Yeah. And know that it's not gonna, the desire, the urge to continue to eat past enough is not gonna go away. And at first, the thoughts are loud and they feel very urgent. And the more you're like, okay, nothing is going on here. It's fine. Of course, I want to keep eating. It tastes really good. I'm worried about going to bed hungry, whatever it is, whenever it's coming up.
So what you're saying is I need to stop freaking out at myself.
Yeah. It's normal.
Okay.
Nothing has gone wrong. I mean, actually, you're leveling up. I mean, you're doing the work. This work that you're talking about, this is what it looks like.
And I have made a point of like putting in a section, and I just reformatted the thing, and it might one that works for me. But I put a point actually there recently of putting in level ups and achievements because I really am not good at picking those out for myself. And sometimes it's really hard to actually think of them. It's like, you haven't done anything. You've been so useless today.
But the whole thing is too, even that chocolate that you ate, that you mentioned, like that you ate 2 pieces of chocolate or whatever it was, whenever like your life was going to hell in a handbasket. That's even a win. I don't give a shit if you ate when you were hungry. The win is used to when I had one piece of chocolate, I ate all the chocolate. This time I only ate a couple pieces of chocolate. That's success. That is a win. But we so often are like, well, I did it when I wasn't hungry. No. I mean, like, for crying out loud, like, you know your old habits and patterns, and you're doing something differently now. And give yourself credit for the level ups that you're doing, that you're creating. Instead of beating yourself up that you ate it when you weren't hungry, like, where's the win in this? Because what happens is you feel pride over doing something, and then I mean, I'm not saying you did this with the chocolate, because I could tell that you were proud of the chocolate, but or it's like, or you'll beat yourself up. I mean, yeah, I did. That was amazing. I did that. But you know what? I hadn't been drinking all my water. It's like, can we not have a win without a beat down on the back end?
But why would I start sabotaging the things that are easy for me, like water? What's going on there? Because, like, it's not hard to drink the water. Like,
Yeah,
it's
because
something I've been
here's the
doing for
thing.
years.
These are your thoughts coming onto this call. I am stuck. It's not working. The scale isn't going down. It's hard to figure out. When I first started, the weight was just coming off, and now it's not. Then that's where the whole fuck it attitude comes in. Like, what difference does it make anyway?
So that just my brain having a meltdown at
I
that
mean, I'm not
stage.
drink I'm not losing weight anyway. Who gives a shit about water? Right? Like, of course it make there's a gnat. Of course, it makes sense when those are your thoughts. And I wouldn't even call it self-sabotage. You have a whole list of habits that you've brought with you, and you're trying to untangle those. And you're leveling the shit up, doing a great job.
Yeah, because I suppose since February, what's that? That's 4 months of maintaining when I probably would have been gaining again.
And you maintain overeating a shit ton. If you were at 38%, I still maintained. Doing something right. You're overeating more than you're not overeating, and you still maintain your weight. Shit.
And I think as
Something's
well,
good.
my definition of overeating is changing because before it would have been like, oh, I'm stuffed. Now it's like, oh, I'm a bit full. I
Yes.
was like today at dinner, we had chicken and salad, and I had the three smallest bits of chicken. And I probably knew when I was at enough, and I did wait, and then I finished
Yeah.
the chicken. and left a bit. But even now, I'm like, I feel okay. I don't feel stuffed, but I probably ate a few bites more than I
Yes.
needed.
Yeah. Perfect.
So again, trying to like give myself a pat on the back that I noticed that and that I'm
Yeah.
starting to catch that on.
Yeah. You're not that far off from weight loss. You just got to level it up a little bit more.
I need to give that little voice in my head a kick up the arse as well sometimes.
I mean, you can be, we were talking about this on the last call. There's this place between beating yourself up and being permissive. This is, it's that like loving sternness.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you were
Okay.
having a kid, you got a kid who's not behaving in school. So there are two, the way that you're talking to yourself, it's like you've given yourself two options with him or her. It's like, oh, it's fine. I love you anyway. You're so sweet. You're my baby. Or, dumbass, what the fuck are you thinking? Or do you say, this is not how we behave? I am
Yeah.
very disappointed in you. No name calling, but not being permissive. There's that place in the middle.
Yeah.
There's that middle option, y'all. Doesn't have to be, I give you permission to overeat all the things, or if I'm not doing that, then I'm cussing you out and calling you names.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to listen to your next caller as well because I felt a bit of a fraud coming in here as well.
Well, she had to leave. I saw she had to leave, but I am going to talk about it
Oh,
before,
okay.
we, get off here, because I think a lot of people feel that way. So, all right, Julie. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's see. Stacy. I know I gotta get faster because I am just telling y'all I was on that 2 hour call and I had time. Now I only have an hour. Feels like I don't have a time.
I'm a mess.
You're not a mess. I've coached you too, hadn't I, before?
Yes, yeah.
Yay. See, I know things. I remember people. I can't remember names for shit, but I remember a face. Okay. What we got, Stacy?
So my issue is that I have a problem with buying too much food. And I know there's a safety aspect to it,
Yeah.
not related to food scarcity necessarily when I was younger, but just this feeling that I'll always have enough to eat because when I was younger, my food was so controlled by
Okay.
being put on diets. And I have all this food and it goes bad and it's costing me money. And I just want to find a way to not do that.
Okay. I have a solve for you. How hard is it for you to get to the store?
Not.
Okay. So when you notice you're at the store, because that's where you've got to get the safety, because you have this, like, I'm going to use the word hoard, but you know what I mean. Like, stock up. Right, like
Yeah,
you're
no,
bringing
I
a bunch of
definitely do.
food.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I have all
And
these
then,
ideas. I want to make this. I want to try that. I mean, I love to cook, but it's so wasteful.
why don't you do this? Why don't you cook one thing at a time? I'm going to get everything to make this one thing. And if I want to try something else, I'll come back and get the stuff to make the other stuff.
Mean, I've tried like keeping a list of what is in my pantry and what can I make
Yeah.
with that, and I still go to the store and buy too much
All
food.
it is an urge. It's
Yeah.
just an urge, right? It's just an urge to overeat. But your urge is so understandable because of that food safety issue. So the only reason I'm wanting to buy all this food right now is because I want to make sure I have enough.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I didn't have enough. Or I was, you know.
I've
Food
been
was
buying my own
almost
food
for
for 40
man.
years, I've been
Yes,
buying my own food.
I am in control now. I can always come back to the store and get anything I need.
Yeah, because I just did it again yesterday, and I tried to like. Sometimes I do pickup, sometimes I do delivery, sometimes I go to the store, and I try to like, okay, let's pare this down, let's get rid of this, and then yesterday I actually went to the store and I was like, oh, I could make this, I could make that, and it's just mind-numbing.
Do you go with a list of what you want to make?
I do. But even yesterday, I'm like, okay, I want to make this particular potato salad that I've never made, and I'm going to make a cucumber salad. And I'm like, I can't eat that in 1 week. I can't make all of these dishes and then eat it all. I
So you
mean,
had
I
all
want
of
to.
that on your list. Okay. So then this is so good, right? Like this is the best because you've already got a great start. So you look at that list. And of these things, what do I really want to make? Label them like one, two, three, four, whatever, ever how many you have on there. Like, what am I dying to have?
Well, I
And
did go
then,
to three stores. I went to three stores yesterday to find tarragon, so.
oh, right. So that must be something that would have made it on your please, please, please. I got to make it. And then the top two things is what you make, and the other two goes on the list for the next time you go. If I eat all this, then I'll go back and I'll get the stuff to make these other two things.
And I do try to plan so that I'm not just randomly
Yeah.
buying things. I've gotten a little better at that, luckily. But
Yes. So now, see, this is again this whole level up idea. So you were just going willy-nilly, whatever floated your boat, whatever you thought about in the moment, you would buy it. Now your next level up was making a list so that you went in there with an idea of what you wanted. And now you just need the next level up. Pick the top two things, make those things, knowing you can always go back to the store.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah. And have that conversation. I know I'm gonna get in there and I'm gonna be wanting to make all that stuff. I know I will. But just for this week, can I try it this way? I'm not signing up to do this for the rest of my life, but this week, can I just buy the stuff for these two meals, eat that when it's gone? I'll go get more and make the other thing.
There's food available, and I've been buying my own food for 40 years. No one
Yes.
is keeping me from eating.
Yes, I now control what goes in my mouth and what I buy.
Okay. I will say that the last time you coached me, you gave me the no containers assignment,
Oh,
not eating out
yeah.
of container, and that did help me. And then I actually sort of turned a corner, and I've lost a couple of pounds in May. So.
Hey, look, virtual high five, Stacy.
I've been practicing that of putting things on plates and
And how hard was it?
not at all.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just a
Just got to
different
be
way of
willing to
looking at
try.
it.
Yes. Yes. Good for you. That makes me happy. Thank you for saying that.
No, definitely changes your perspective a little bit. Last week
Yes.
I had bought some meals from Factor. And it was a quesadilla, mushroom quesadilla, and it was delicious. And there were two of them, but I took one and put it on my lunch plate and put it away, and I didn't need more than one. And if it had been sitting there in that container, I probably would have eaten both of them.
Yeah,
And then I
but
threw it
that other
away.
one was available to you if the one was not enough.
Right. And then when I didn't need it, I threw it away because I knew I would not the next day. Was office lunch, so I wasn't going to be eating it the next day, and I threw it away.
Well, there you go. There you go. All
All
right,
right.
Stacey.
Thank you. I will try
Thank
that.
you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Mary says parents do so much damage putting kids on diets. I feel like this generation is doing better. I hope so too. But I will tell you, I've made peace with my mom because she was always overweight. And, at a time when being overweight was not good, not cool. And she felt judged by her weight and she didn't want me to feel judged. And she thought the way to do that was to make me thin. So a lot of the things that she did, not to, I'm gonna say to me, but, you know, dragging me hither and yon, put me on all these diets, it was to save me the pain that she had because of her weight. And she thought that thinness was the only way to get it. So she, yes, she didn't know any better. She did not know any better. And then my grandmama, you know, raised me. She didn't know a carb from a protein from a nothing. She didn't know nothing about, grew up in the Depression. She didn't know anything about anything. Mary Schwer, I don't know how to say your last name, Mary. But I do want to talk about weight gain. Yes, our mamas just didn't know. Bless them. They didn't know. So, all right. Let's see. Can't believe how fast an hour goes by. The heck? An hour goes by quick. Hello.
No, I was on here. Oh. But hello.
Hey, do you want to be coach? Do you have something to coach on, or do you want me to put you back down?
I think maybe what we were talking about, you responded to my chat and just kind of trying to undo that ancient damage that I was talking about, the same as Stacy, really. And both of the previous two callers, it was, it was like, you know, no matter how good I felt in my own body, it would be, hey, mister, please stay out of here, please. No matter how good I felt in my own body, somebody always had something to say.
Yeah.
And so why try? Because I'll fail. And it's silly, so.
But you'll fail at weight loss. Like, those two things are two separate things. So failing at weight loss,
all
is
the
one thought.
And all the effort doesn't pay off. So then you're like,
because of what people say about you?
Yeah. Yeah. So as good as I can get, it's never going to be enough.
For who?
Other people.
Yeah.
So, I'm good enough for me, right?
And Corinne runs a weight loss company and has to delete comments about she's too fat to be a weight loss coach. She's too old. To all the things. People still are going to have an opinion.
Oh, you're right. Because when I had muscles and I was in shape, and somebody put a picture of me doing some rock climbing, and some guy was like, "Oh, she looks like a man."
Yeah.
Or somebody's like, "Oh, she has no neck because I had back muscles." Yeah, you're right. Everybody has to deal with that.
Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one, right? And so they get to think whatever they want to think. And we can't control what they think.
Yeah.
I am sure y'all love my purple hair. I went shopping yesterday. I am sure I passed more than one person that was like, "The fuck, purple hair? She's too old to have purple hair. The fuck is wrong with her?"
You're right.
They probably did. Good for them.
Yeah. What a dumb, yeah.
But I like it.
Seriously. Yeah, I think I'm getting there as I'm older and able to take that a little bit more. I guess it's the blessing of getting older.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, but it's very much like people are always going to have thoughts about you. Always.
Yeah. It's true. And I just want to be very mindful about not passing that kind of stuff to my kids and helping them have healthy attitudes.
And I even caught myself, like, it was probably a year ago. I'll never forget this. I was like out walking or running maybe at the time. I don't know. I was in my neighborhood and this super thin woman, like super thin, got out of her car to check her mail. And I thought to myself, I wish I could just be naturally thin like that. It's not fair. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she does. I don't have a clue about that woman. And I even caught myself being judgmental of her thinness.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I'm like, I don't know what the hell she's doing.
Yeah, and some people try to gain weight and they can't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. I'm so judgmental, but it's like, I couldn't control that thought popping in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had said it out loud to her, she would have been offended, maybe, but it was just in my head. It didn't hurt her at all. It didn't affect her one way or the other. It was my opinion of her.
Yeah. And then sometimes I think, I guess it's another topic, like when I'm thinner, then I can go do more exercise-y things. And it's like, no, I'm going to go swimming and I'm going to do things that are hard. And I'm going to go to the gym, even if I don't like the way my body looks.
Yes. And see, that's perfect. It's like you hear the thought. It doesn't, like, you realize it's not true for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for surprising my coach.
Surprise, Mary. All righty.
So
all right. Bye-bye. I do want to talk for a minute about this, like, not in the club anymore. So here's what happens also at around 25 pounds. The excitement wears off, y'all. And it happens to a lot of us at different times. Sometimes it is around 25 pounds. It's not as exciting. When we gain a little bit of weight back after we've joined Queen's Club or after we've had a loss of weight, the only thing that happened is that we have gone back to habits that we've had for a very, very long time. Let's say that it takes you 4 months to lose 25 pounds, 5 months to lose 25 pounds. Those habits you've only practiced for 4 or 5 months. Those other habits of overeating you've practiced for decades. And to think that they'll just be gone, it's not true. And I'm just going to be honest. Like, y'all know, I tell y'all everything. I don't even give a shit. There was a time early, right after I joined the coaching team, I gained 10 pounds. Then I lost it back. There was a time, probably right when I first started being a coach, I did not like my weight at all. I was too thin, which I never thought I would say in my whole life. I was looking older. I was having to restrict and do all of this bullshit stuff that I did not like. I started out with no BS being doable for me. And then I got past a number I never thought I would see on a scale. And then I went overboard. I turned my diet brain right back on. Like, I turned it on loud. I was like, wonder how low I can go. Because I'm very competitive. I don't know if y'all know that about me. And I made it a game almost with myself to see how low I could go. And I didn't like it there. I couldn't. I mean, I really was like only best foods, basically. I was not including any good foods. I'd almost completely eliminated wine. And I do like to drink wine. Like, it was like birthdays and stuff. I'd be like, no cake for me. Like, really, to be able to sustain it. And I hated it. And so I gained 20 pounds, which is where I've been the whole time. I love it. I love the life I created. I am just happy as I can be. I love it. So now I sit around 180. That's where I sort of sit. And I love the life I created for myself. The food life. The ease at which I can maintain 180. The way that I can, you know, the way that my clothes fit. I go back every single year and I'm able to fit my clothes. But I've had a weight gain. I did gain weight over the holidays. I said on the last call, I did I was about 12 pounds over my maintenance range. And I did the how to lose weight in 2024. And I got it off by about April. And that was really important to me. Was very, very important to me. And I did it. And we're about to do that summer reset. And if I, as a no BS coach, the head coach at no BS, the fearless leader of this weight loss community, can listen to How to Lose Weight in 2024 after a regain. If y'all think y'all are hard on yourself about a regain, think about being me. I had to really reel myself in. Really reel myself in for all the shame I was heaping on myself. I mean, shame. How can I lead these coaches? How can I be the head coach at NoBS if I've gained 12 pounds? I'm doing it again. It's a slippery slope. I can't be in Facebook. I can't talk to these women about weight loss when I gain 12 pounds. This is bull. Who's going to listen to me? Nobody's going to listen to me. And so I went into that thing, the How to Lose Weight in 2024, and I decided I was going to listen like a beginner. I was going to really assess where I was, what habits I needed to correct, what I needed to reel back in, and I was going to work on one thing at a time. Same thing I tell y'all to do. Same thing I tell y'all to do. No different. Because it's what works for everybody. One thing at a time. Give yourself grace, but, and sometimes, you know, a little bit of tough love without name calling of myself. And I lost the 12 pounds. I'm right back in my maintenance and I'm happy as I can be. But you will notice over your weight loss life, even when you get into maintenance, there are going to be times and situations in life, you're going to notice the scale go up and then come back down. For a lot of us, for some of us, we're going to get there and stay there and life is going to be great. For me, I still have to be pretty mindful of my habits because I do let things easily slip back in for me. And I have to be mindful. And so that's what I've been doing. Like this summer reset, I'm going through it like a new, like I've never heard a thing. I'm going through it. What can I learn from this? What can I, you know, like what kind of choices can I make from this? This reset call that I did the other week, and I'm doing one again in two Saturdays, another reset call. We're going to be doing those every month. I had all the knowledge. I didn't need to restart and throw shit out. I just needed to figure out what I needed to do moving forward. How could I reset? How could I pick up those habits again? You know, how could I do that? How could I pick them back up and make them easy? Not where I was when I was at, you know, 160, hating myself, being miserable. But like, what does it look like to be 180? Be happy. Be where I want to be. How can I do that? And so I just want to encourage y'all, if you are a queen and you have gained weight, me too, but I figured it out. With all the shame and all the judgment, with all the thoughts, I just got back to what worked. I started listening to Corinne again. I have her in my ear in the shower. I have her in my ear when I'm getting ready. I have her in my ear when I'm driving down the road. Because there's a lot I still need to learn. A lot. And I'm really good at self-love, but not always. A lot of times I say some just nasty shit to myself. Because that's all I used to know. But if you are feeling shame or judgment because you've had a regain, you have an entire team of No BS coaches that have been there. Coach Betsy often talks about that she lost all of her weight with No BS twice. She found Corinne, she lost her weight, she gained it all back, and she lost it again. Yeah, Debbie, I get it. You feel so much shame because you think, I should know better. I should have this figured out by now. I should be doing this. I've been here long enough. I should know these things. And the truth of the matter is, you should be right where you are because you're human and you're normal and you have a human brain and you have well-developed habits that you are working through. That's what you should be doing. It is normal. It's normal. And when you notice the shame come up, be like, you know what? I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like everybody else. I have habits. I have patterns. Some of them are well-worn. And I go back to them sometimes. And that's okay. Any thoughts about that? Any questions about that? I know, y'all. You know what? I'm in it to win it for the rest of forever, right? I'm in it to win it for the rest of forever. If I stay 180, I'm going to be overweight the rest of my life, according to the BMI. Okay, fine. Whatever. Good deal. I will always, somebody just said, really appreciate your transparency. Y'all don't know any other way to be with y'all. I'm never, ever, ever going to let anybody in this membership or in my life think that I have it all figured out and that I am the standard to which you should achieve a spot. Unless you are, I'm going to do it imperfectly and I'm going to keep picking myself up and dusting myself off like MJ. But I'm not going to stand up here and act like I don't have thoughts and I don't have urges and I don't have gains and losses and all that stuff. And make you think that your goal is to have it all figured out, because that is not your goal. Your goal is to mess up, pick yourself up, reach out for help, and keep going. That's the goal. The goal is not to have everything figured out. And I just am like, I'm here for all of it for y'all. Whatever you've got going on, we have all been in your shoes. And I have a feeling at some point I'm going to be up 10 pounds again. I'll be losing it again. Probably so. And that's okay, because I know what works. If you've lost 25 pounds with no BS and you gained weight, you're in good shape, because you know what works. All you have to do is get back to the basics. That's it. Pick one basic at a time to work on. One at a time. And know that we have figured it out too. And we figure it out every time we mess up, right? Like, we figure it out every time that we gain the weight and lose it back. Yeah. And Mary, and I mean, it's like, yeah, Corinne does do it every summer, but yeah, we've got to find that happy medium, just like Mary said just now in the chat. There is a space between you're a dumbass and it's okay. Don't worry about it. There's happy in the middle. There's disappointment. I know, and Candy said, even whenever my weight gain at first with no BS was totally a circumstantial job change. I went from doing physical therapy in a nursing home 40 hours a week to sitting right here, like barely getting steps in, figuring out how to live with a refrigerator right outside my office where I could go get anything I wanted anytime. I wasn't with patients all day. I could just, in between clients when I was doing private coaching, just go in there and eat. And it was a whole new life for me, and I had to figure it out. And it took me about, 10, 12 pounds, 15 pounds at first to figure it out. Then I figured it out, and then it came back down. I have gained 10 or 15 pounds since I've been an OBS coach, up and down, probably about 4 or 5 times. But I just always go back to what I know. I know no BS is it. I know that I have support here. I know that I can reach out to anybody. I have an accountability group. If you don't have one, get one. I still have accountability partners that I reach out to, that I talk to, and I hold myself accountable to. Because even coaches need accountability. Because just like y'all, I can hear all y'all's bullshit thoughts. Sometimes I can't hear mine, right? Because it's in my head. They feel very real. How long have I been a coach? I graduated life coach school in 2020. I started working for Corinne the end of 2019, part time. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. So just reach out if you need help. If you've gained weight, let us help you figure out your next step, for crying out loud. If anybody can, we can. We can help you figure out your next step. You got a team that's been right there where you are. All right, y'all. That's my soapbox. I'm getting off my soapbox. Y'all are like, turn into the MJ show. See, look at that. This bothers, y'all want to talk about self-love. This right here, it makes me feel bad. Looks like an extra boob. All right, y'all. We all have thoughts about our body and ourselves. And if you can laugh at it and move along, it's okay. It's all good. All right, y'all. I just love y'all. My goal is to help all of y'all in any way I can. And all you have to do is ask. We will bend over backwards to help y'all. Bend over backwards. And I think those of you who have been here know that. All righty. I will talk to y'all later. Happy rest of your Sunday. Bye, y'all.